Well, in February, we had the... No, it was March this year. We had the... I always get mixed up with it, it's biannual or biennial, but either way, it happens every 2 years, the headland sculpture on the Gulf, and we saw all those amazing sculptures around the headland as we do every couple of years. One that was put in place, I suppose a bit differently than has happened in the past, was placed on Matiatia Wharf and is still there, and it's Te Wero Wero, kind of a... okay, I'll bring Dan in here. Dan Harrop's here with me. How would you describe the sculpture, Dan?
I describe it like as a really powerful, obviously Māori inspired sculpture made out of bronze, and yeah, just really impactful warrior holding a spear as it challenges or greets people as they come off the wharf. Yeah, quite imposing, but at the same time, really beautifully made and obviously done by an artist who is very good at what he does.
Yeah, Chris Bailey, the artist, and that's interesting. I mean, I'll come back to that. So the reason I'm talking to Dan about this is because, Dan, you are kind of one of the people behind an initiative to have that become a permanent fixture down there at Matiatia.
Yeah, that's right. I've been living on the island for over 6 years, but coming for 30, and I've always thought when you get off that wharf, it's all about making it to the village or Mudbrick Vineyard. But there isn't really anything that sort of sticks out as a welcoming point or that represents the island's culture, Māori culture or anything like that. So when I saw that as I was racing for the boat at 8 o'clock in the morning, to me it just seemed, this is while I was on at the sculpture on the Gulf, it just seemed an instant, it just seemed to belong there and a really powerful thing which just made sense. And so I literally saw it, jumped on the boat to go to Auckland and put a Facebook post in as I was travelling on the boat to Auckland to say, hey, let's not let this thing disappear like a lot of them do. How are we going to make as a community make this thing stay here? Because it was so amazing.
I mean, it's a good point, isn't it, that these things are there and we get to enjoy them for, 4 weeks and then they do disappear. Many of them disappear behind the hedges and fences of some of the more exclusive properties on Waiheke. So they're still here but lost to the public.
Yeah, and I was well aware of that, having seen a few of these in the years, and that's obviously important for the event as well. Some of them don't even end up finding a home, go back to the artist, and I think most importantly for me it was just that because it seemed so natural where it was about, well, why wouldn't you just somehow find a way to leave it there, and that's sort of what I tried to set off, yeah.
Now, I'm interested in the approach you took to this. So, some people, because in the past, say the local board has been approached to buy sculptures and place them in parks, and sometimes they've done that and sometimes they haven't. But you've kind of taken a community fundraising approach instead of, say, lobbying the board to buy it.
Yeah, so, and that was purely accidental, because the main reason being that when I put the Facebook post out there and saw that, over 1,000 people liked the idea of pitching in, it instantly became a, why wouldn't you, whether you had $5 or $50 or 5,000, wouldn't it be a great idea if locals and visitors actually chipped in to make this happen, but also allow them to be part of it. So when I saw that reaction, I thought, well, this is probably quite realistic. If everyone feels it like I do, we don't have to go out and see if one body will buy this. So yeah, it was that instant sort of, let's make this a crowd fundraising sort of effort was the idea.
Now, public art's often contentious. Everyone has their subjective views on what's an appropriate artwork and what isn't. Have you had any kind of pushback on it?
That's the really weird thing. I mean, I've never done anything like this before and I'm not an art person. I'm just a regular person who liked the beauty of this thing and the message too, which, I can tell you about as well because I've learnt that subsequently. But no, the weird thing is I've had so much feedback obviously lots of donations, which is fantastic. And it is pretty much 100% been... This is just a great idea. We love it. It's a local artist. Everything sort of ticks the boxes on it. So we haven't, and we were prepared for some because everyone's going to have a view. But by and large, I mean, yeah, it's just been a really, really positive process so far, and that sort of just kept me, pushing along and trying to get to that fundraising target.
And have you been in touch with the artist, Chris Bailey?
Yeah. So I knew Chris. not that well before, but I knew he was a brilliant artist. And then when we wanted to do this, he actually his partner Sally got in touch with me, and we've been met up with Chris a couple of times, because what I wanted to do on top of the community-driven thing was make sure we respect what his intent was as well. So we've been down to the wharf and said, you know, if you had, for example, an opportunity to move it slightly, where would be an appropriate place for it to be moved to that would respect its intent and yours as an artist? And so, yeah, we've had various discussions about enhancing its visibility, accessibility, what it means, you know, the message behind it from that, which is really important, and just trying to make sure that, you know, he totally gets it, and he does. He's really, he said a couple of times, really humbled by the reaction of the public, that they love this piece so much they're willing to you know, get behind it.
And I presume there's been a few ducks to get in a row. I mean, there's a few players, aren't there? You've got Council, Auckland Transport, presumably the Marae, Iwi, all kind of having a say in this?
Yeah, there's been the big hurdle to begin with, which I understand from other people who have tried to do this before and have done it, is the land, getting the right to put it there. And Auckland Transport, where it is positioned right now, they were very supportive of either leaving it there whilst we fundraise and also maybe even moving it to a better position. So that was a really big plus for it. And then we had local board sort of facilitating with the Auckland Council, and they've been brilliant with just making sure that, you know, the consent type stuff is followed. Obviously, Waiheke Community Art Gallery has been brilliant because it was part of Sculpture on the Gulf, which they're involved in, and the Sculpture on the Gulf Trust. The community, the artist, I'm probably missing a couple of things we've still got to do, but ultimately, yeah, it was about sort of four or five key players and making sure that everyone was on board, and luckily everyone understood what we're trying to do from day one, so it was cool.
And obviously the thing's durable enough to have a long-term life down there. I mean, essentially, I mean, for some reason I thought it was wooden. I didn't even realise it was bronze.
Yeah, and that's what I thought as well, because it's so beautifully crafted. It looks like it's been sort of carved out of wood rather than sort of moulded out of bronze. That is another thing that really lines up, is that we're worried about maintenance. You know, who's going to maintain this? Who's going to own this? Who's going to ensure that it's here for many, many years to come? And that's a big plus, is that Chris and his family have said, look, it's a low-maintenance piece. You know, he may pass it to his son, his grandsons. We're going to work out how we do that, or we do it with a body. But either way, the good thing is it does look after itself because of what it's made from and how it's made.
And how's the fundraising going?
Amazing. Yeah, it's only been two and a bit weeks. We got, last time I looked this morning, it was $15,600. We were trying to raise $50,000, which covers buying the piece from Chris and installing it in a way that more people can appreciate it in a better way. And about a week ago, you might have seen in Gulf News, we got a really big plus from Auckland Transport, where they're matching dollar for dollar what we raised. So the $16,000 we've raised today from the generous public is actually $32,000. On the way to our 50. So it's just been amazing, and we're just going to keep pushing over the next, basically till the end of June is what we've given ourselves, and we're pretty confident that, you know, as long as we keep doing things like this, that is, you know, people will contribute whatever they can afford, but that all adds up and we can get to the target.
And has that been made up of, you know, lots of small donations, or are some of those people who might be the people who would otherwise consider buying something like this and sticking it in their backyard, have they been coming through with some donations as well?
So it's a combination. So we've had people like give $5, you know, $10, $50, and then we've had some really massive donations of $2,000-$3,000, and I think they are the sort of people who probably could afford to potentially buy it, but having talked to different people donating, and people have left comments on Give A Little, whether they're a massive donation or a smaller one, the sentiment's the same, that they're probably the people who could afford it wouldn't want to, because they love the premise of it, you know. Isn't it great if, as a Waiheke local or a visitor, when you get off that boat, you walk past this amazing sculpture, which will look even more amazing when we've put it in its slightly different place with lighting perhaps, and you say, hey, I actually contribute to that. I helped in some way, whether financially or supported it. And so it's there because, you know, we all took a part and keeping it there.
And, you know, it's with sculpture on the Gulf, I mean, obviously you get these stunning sculptures, and sometimes, you know, I've gone around there and thought, well, that's great, but it's not quite in the right place. But that one seemed to be perfectly positioned because of the message it conveys.
Yeah, so that come back to your question of has there been any pushback? I mean, a couple of people have mentioned, I totally get it, like, because we've said we're going to slightly, we look to move it, make it more prominent, they thought, well, hang on, why would you do it? You know, like your point, it's perfect. The reason we've thought of moving it slightly, and by this I mean potentially a matter of metres, is because when you come off the ferry and you've got thousands, hundreds of thousands of people and you're walking along that wharf, it's actually quite a few different poles from the ferry building that mask it and really don't do it justice. And a lot of people have walked past it without even knowing it's there. So, and then when they know it's there, they come back to it and they go, wow, what a sculpture. So what we're trying to do is with AT, make sure that it's pretty much in the same spot, because the message of it is to challenge or to welcome people to our island, to respect you know, our sacred places, our culture. And so it has to be around about that point when you get off and you are greeted or challenged. But just to make sure that it can be seen and appreciated by more people. So we'll be trying to manipulate it into a position where, you know, it's even better.
That, I suppose one of the things that is brought up for people is understanding that aspect of Māori culture, that you can have a combination of welcome and challenge conveyed in the, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, so and that's another cool thing about this fundraiser and meeting Chris and Sally's partner, and understanding more about Māori culture and also about this particular piece, because, you know, things, for example, Wero, it's called Te Wero Wero, it's a part of the formal Pōwhiri welcome process, the first part, and it is about that. It's about if you live on this island local and you've got people coming on, the wero is that first stage that says, hey, look, what's the reason for you coming? We if you're coming here with an open mind to respect our places, respect our culture, then we welcome you. But if you're telling us you're here to challenge us and you want a battle, then we'll have that too. And that's why the sculpture, even though it doesn't really have a face as such, it's looking down at you as you're coming off the wharf. It's perfectly positioned to challenge you or to welcome you. And really it just supports that idea of Waiheke is an amazing place and we want it to stay that way. So why not, as a local or a visitor, be reminded of that by this fantastic sculpture?
So what do people do to contribute?
So we set up a Give a Little page to make it really simple. Hopefully everyone knows Give a Little. So if you'd like to, no matter how much you like to contribute, or if you if it's not financial, you can get in touch as well. But financially, go to Give a Little on Google, type in Wero, W-E-R-O, or Te Wero Wero, and that will instantly bring up the page, which is where you can just obviously donate as much as you're comfortable donating.
Great, and I'll post a link to that on the Waiheke Radio Facebook page, and when we podcast the interview, we'll put the link in there as well if you need to find your way to it.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, so good luck with that, and thank you for taking the initiative, Dan.
No, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Brilliant. It's Dan Harrop, one of the people behind the fundraising campaign to have Te Wero Wero become a permanent fixture on Matiatia Wharf.